Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
You can catch me in the Chevy Van 150. Ooh. Got the Grizzly locked in the fizzy. Pop the Clizzy doing 60 down a wall with the John Fizzy. Trying to cruise through the avenue while my people just popping bottles up into his rendezvous. That from the UE lost the hubcap, respect to the shack. Came back in a wash that. Take a Debbie's head, baby cabbage, Debbie jealous. Bird, Terry Radish, fresh out the dealer. Got the tech for the squealers, wear a vest for the killers. Nothing that's cause it's real up in the pink apple. Where it's quick to get the shit tackled. Enemies, bitch, at your best friend, bitch, not to trust no one. Got beef, buzz, yoga, yeah. You don't need no one. Nope. Talking about that you owe him, I'ma go for Dolo. Saw face with a Manolo. When these probably solo, but the weed throwing Rolo. This is all hard work, baby.
Popping vitamin C pills, drinking tea. It's just, I don't know, sweating. Change clothes
pop
nine times.
Vitamin C.
But we here.
Pop C, Vipe, Pop E. Make sure you know,
stay nourished.
I might need that. I need to be sleep till next year.
You popping some other stuff we won't know about, talking about being asleep the next year. Hey, all the way live from the other side of the A, even though I'm not on the opposite side of the A, I'm coming to you live out of Huntington, West Virginia tonight. But she's not. Give it up, hot chocolate. Welcome to the show.
Yes, yes. Voice a little deeper than usual. The cooties are running rampant around these parts as well. Either that or I've just partied myself out for my birthday month, one of the two or both.
That might be.
I am here. It might be, very well.
Listen.
It might be.
Listen, hands down, folks, this chick and her ride or die ripped it last Thursday night, hip-hop karaoke in the city. Listen, you would have thought that Meek Mills was in the building with a turned-up voice. That's what you would have thought. You would have thought Meek Mills' voice was turned up just a little cockeyed a little bit. But listen, y'all was rocking it last Thursday.
Listen, by far, that is my most fun I have ever had doing karaoke. Like, I just, honestly, I think I may have channeled a little bit of Meek, like, in concert somewhere. Like, it just, it felt like it felt like a performance. Like, it just, there was so much energy from, now I can see how, you know, you get addicted to the limelight and entertaining and, you know, that type of thing, because I felt like I was in concert.
Listen,
what song
did
you
Curtis
do?
Kurt E. was like, listen, you channeled the rapper you always wanted to be.
Go ahead.
Listen, these chicks rocked out like they were like real MCs. Again, much respect to Shout of Club.
What song?
Hot Chocolate last Thursday night hip hop karaoke out at the BQE.
Oh my God.
If you're doing anything, come on out this Thursday night, BQE. It's the ugly sweater party. Bring a toy for kids unfortunate. Hang out with Sleepy Green, Kurt E. And man, it gets lit out
and
there at BQE Thursday night.
Any song you want, and he will put it on
what
the karaoke
song
screen.
Did you?
I did. Me and my bestie, Kashana, did Dreams and Nightmares by Meek Mill. Oh my God. Blew the roof off.
Word for
like,
word.
Seriously. Yes.
Word for word.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Boo.
And didn't need the teleprompter.
Oh my God. We going on the road with this.
Let's do it.
Hey, listen, we actually could go on the road with it. Hey, thanks for tuning in tonight, folks. You are in tune.
We usually call it
Money Mondays. We sometimes say, you know, your money matters. But tonight we're talking about alternative holiday gifts for kids, teens, and adults, for those folks who are in that, you know, nothingforchristmas.com mood. If you're not spending a dollar or don't want to spend too much, we got some alternative gifts for you. Stand by. We'll be right back after this.
Pour a cup for the that is scared to get down.
Get down. Get down. We the best.
Light another for the you just only in time.
Another one
for the
weekend.
How many times I gotta tell that to come over?
Don't
you? You right? Have you walking from side to side? You know how I feel about wasting time. You know how I feel about waiting in line. You know he ain't it, girl. You're wasting your time. You're only this young for one moment in time. Take it in stride. How many times I gotta tell that to come over?
How many times I gotta tell that
to come over? How many times I gotta tell that to come over? How many times I gotta over? How many times I gotta tell that to come over? I f*** you right, have you walking from side to side?
How many times? How many times I gotta say yo come over? How many times I gotta tell you I got a chauffeur? Think about it, think it over. Everything is gonna be kosher. Call me when you getting closer. If you take a text, say how much I owe ya. Don't send me no naked pictures. If I can get naked with you, this deserve recognition. I don't mind paying that commission. Is you with this or not? If we ain't f***ing in front of our yacht. How many times I say how many times? Too many times and I ain't got time.
How many times I gotta tell that to come over?
Don't you?
I fuck you right. Have you walking from side to side? You know how I feel about wasting
you know.
Time. You know how I feel about waiting in line. You know he ain't it, girl. You're wasting your time. You're only this young for a moment in time. Take it in stride. How many times I gotta tell that to come
times
over?
Live
how
life.
How many
life.
Times I gotta tell that to come
how
over?
How many times I got over?
How many times I gotta tell that to come over? You right, have you walking from side to side? How many times?
Okay, phone off the hook, yeah, that bitch won't stop blinking. I pick up for you, don't want a second ring. You been drinking and drinking, you drinking for fun and you drink for a reason. Yeah, leave your boyfriend and call me when you're leaving. Call the shots, refereeing, no drama. So wet, I'ma need drama meaning. Mattress, I could fiend it. Boy, I like to block up young Billy Jean. And I'm dodging the leeches, I'm signing agreements. I'm signing new artists, I sell out arenas. Swimming with the dolphins on the damn arena. Wine mixing, this like the Catalina. B.I.G. minus puffin' little C's. I'm on my grind, 3 a.m. text like I need you. Dream about the poop. It, I'm a dreamer, hold me down, but don't hold me back like I need you to damn. I wrote myself $1 million check in fifth grade. I put it on the wall and promised it be this way. She f***ed me like she want the rent paid, like she want that Oscar De La Renta. I slow it down like it's a favorite ballad, then go back up at it like I hadn't had it. Straight up. How many times I gotta tell that to come over? I f*** you right, have you walking from side to side?
How many times?
Pour a cup for the bitch that is scared to get down.
Get down, get down.
How many times I gotta light another for the bitch who just only in time.
In town,
for the weekend. How many times
I see these the supper club. Got me throwing bottles of bottles with all of my homies. I'm feeling generous, throwing my money. She said she wanted them love. I gave her the but I'm not in love. I call out bingo the minute I'm. Soon as I'm done, kick her out in the morning. Got when I turn up, it's a party. Bust it open, pop that in a circle. Go record it, pop it, fuck it. She got that booty galore, gripping it, backing me up. You wanna f*** with it, though. Now I see all these got up in they thong. Damn, it's just a matter of time before I'm gone. Drinking Ciroc and I know that she got it for free. I hit up Diddy, he told me he did it. He said that the liquor just bring out the freaks. Them is lit, dropping that to a split. Talk about me, I'm the sh. I just get down for the money, the b****s and cars and my n****s. They whipping the b****.
Another one. How many times I gotta tell that to come
times?
Over?
Live life.
How many times I gotta tell that to come
how many
over?
We the best music.
How many times I gotta tell that
we
to come
the best
over?
Sound.
I f*** you right. Have you walking from side to side?
How many times?
Now it's 12 p.m. here in the Social Lab, TM Hum Radio Live, Girl Hot Chocolate, Madam Boston, and the General. It is Monday up in here. It is Christmas week. It is Hanukkah week. It is Kwanzaa week. All of that. Whatever you celebrate, whatever you rejoice, however you recognize the higher spiritual power and his recreation birth, do that. Make sure that you hold those times true with your family and your friends. And, however you celebrate it, just make sure that you do it safely out there. We have alternative gift ideas for your family, friends, children. 917-889-3926 is a number to weigh in if you have some gift ideas that you want to share with our listeners that aren't toys. Now, I always try and do something different for my grandbaby because, you know, her mom and dad always OD on the toy thing, and, you know, they're the first line of defense when it comes in, right? So Gigi tries to think above and beyond and outside of the box. So for my Cameron, I think longevity. I think what's the word I want to look for? I think appreciation as far as the gift, and that she will appreciate it. So appreciation in the way of the gift, not depreciating as far as the value, and her being able to appreciate it in the long run. So it's kind of still in the toy realm, but I buy her toys that will be collector's items. So, for instance, last year she got the Misty Copeland Barbie doll for the first ballerina, African-American ballerina, to be crowned Prima Ballerina. So she has that doll, and it's still in the box, and, you know, she understands that she's not to play with it, that it's something that she's supposed to keep, and, you know, that it will appreciate and be worth a lot of money one day. Aside from that, I think stocks, bonds, and mutual funds for the child. The amount of money that you will spend on a toy or a series of toys or standing in line for Jordans that you'll buy five or six times in her lifetime that she really doesn't care about, think she cares about, but you probably care more about them. You can take that money and buy her some stock in a company or a mutual fund and let that appreciate with time, and it be something that's going to be worth something for her in the long run. So those are my ideas for this segment for right now.
No doubt. No, absolutely. Absolutely. You know what? The one thing, I attended a holiday event last week, and I can't remember what they called it. A lot of people call it different things. You know, it's called a Chinese
the white elephant.
Raffle. It's called white elephant. You know, a flat-out gift swap, right? But, you know, I always think it's good, you know, to not feel like you have to give everybody a gift, you know, but, you know, do the white elephant thing where, you know, the group contributes gifts and, you know, everyone walks away with a gift. But, you know, the whole Yankee swap or white elephant is about stealing from other participants that gift, that get gifts before you, right? I mean, you know, it's unpredictable. It invites everyone to contribute, to participate. Everyone gets to wrap a gift, you know, but, it you know, you draw numbers out of a hat to see who gets to pick first from the pile. Number one chooses an unwrapped gift, you know, chooses a gift, unwraps it, and then shows it to everyone else. Then the second person who comes along gets to steal it or pick another gift. Then the third person gets to steal it or pick another gift. And it goes on and goes on until everyone gets a gift. And it's kind of funny because you see someone get mega excited about a gift only for CeeLo to come behind you and take it.
And steal it, yes.
You know what? And that started a fight in my Christian family's house. You see what I'm saying? Like,
This is the key to not getting the Christians upset for stealing their gifts. Guess what?
Okay.
You can't allow the Christians to start drinking before the gift swap.
There you go.
With eggnog should be banned.
Ciroc,
no alcohol.
Keep the Ciroc and the Hennessy away from the Christians.
What?
Take it
as
a joke. Okay.
Yes.
Well,
so
like I don't
the
hurt
Yankee
you.
Swap or the white elephant is a good idea. So you don't have to buy everybody a gift, but you know, buy one gift, bring it to the party, and y'all have fun. Just make sure you don't start drinking, Christians, until after. It is the holiday season. It is the holiday.
It really
season.
Is fun.
You know,
it really
another
is.
Another one.
Fun.
Speaking of kids. You know, for kids, you know, something real fun. You know, first of all, let me go back a step. This is the reality. Hot Chocolate talked about Kwanzaa and, you know, all the different holidays, Hanukkah, and, you know, it's very much nothingforchristmas.com week for a lot of people as well. And
yeah.
Whether they're spiritual or not, right? This is the reality. There are some people who were raised not getting a whole lot for Christmas when they were small. When they were adults, you know, they didn't go through this rigmarole of, you know, Christmas tree and a whole bunch of gifts. And then there were people who, you know, were always overloaded with gifts. And then there's folks in the middle, right? So there's one end of the spectrum to the other. Don't feel like you have to compete. What I find interesting or what I find important is have a conversation about how it was for you growing up, so that you can set an expectation specifically for kids and teenagers, right? I mean, this is not their birthday, first of all. It's Jesus' birthday.
Right.
And some people would even debate that, if Christmas is really Jesus' birthday. I ain't going there with you. But my whole point, I ain't going there with you either. But my whole point is the point is, set an expectation with kids about realities so they aren't shocked. Because I think when you have a conversation with a kid, be like, you know what, when I grew up, you know, me and my brothers and sisters, we ain't get nothing. Or we got apples and oranges and walnuts.
Right.
You remember them days?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got one
day. Yes. Okay.
Right? I mean, that is expectation with kids
apple
about the
orange.
Reason for the season. Because it's not their birthday. Hey, let's go to the phones. 917-889-3926. Let's go to area code 757, last four digits, 7258. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. You got a gift idea?
Yeah. This is James calling out of IBCA. What's happening with y'all?
What up,
this
brother?
What's up? Hey,
James.
Gift idea, gift suggestion. Now, you know me in particular, you know, I'm with, you know, the participating in the social groups and everything as far as your job and your family and everything to a point. But I'm not with the overall, you know, Christmas concept as far as, you know, it doesn't really benefit everybody, like you said, you know, overall.
Okay. Have you called up here to be a damn Scrooge? I'm just saying, at this point in the year,
most people's pockets is looking kind of low. They paid out real estate taxes and all kinds of things just now at the beginning of December. You know, I mean,
this is what black people do. This is how black people do. Guess what? Everybody ain't broke, James.
Listen to what I'm saying here. This whole concept was promoted because at this point in the year, even the stores in the mall was doing bad traditionally. Before that Macy's Day Parade, you know what I mean? That's the reason why they sparked all of this up for Christmas and everything, was to increase their profits, because everybody's doing bad at this point in the year, even the mall. But you notice that it's really been prevalently celebrated ever since then, since Macy's started their parade and their Miracle on 34th Street and all of that. Then all of a sudden people felt the need to go out and spend their money to buy each other gifts in order to share and promote this whole love concept. You know, I'm going to show you how much
The Macy's Day Parade didn't influence me, James.
You said that point, but when we was kids, they showed it every single Christmas morning, and there was always that parade. You know, it's traditional things around Christmas that brought it into play is the reason why we celebrate it. You know what I mean? The history behind it. I'm not talking about, you know, modern day, absolutely. If you go out this year and you buy presents, why you still celebrate it? But I'm just saying, the reason why it's an opportunity and you see all these decorations around and it's such a big concept is because it's a lot of money behind it in the first place. Big major corporations.
I totally agree with that.
Huh?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I totally. You know what? Speaking of the point that you're making, did anyone hear or read recently about the man at the Walmart telling people's children that there was no Santa Claus?
Oh, no.
That's not necessary to absolutely, you know, spoiler like that. No.
Right. Walmart, you know, you can see a lot of stuff from Walmart. You don't expect that. Yeah.
Not to absolutely ruin my child's expectations.
Right.
Before.
Even I wouldn't do that.
Now, personally, I told my children never to trust a person that had them, that tried to have them believe, old fat white man slid down the chimney. No. But they were just raised with their parents. They already knew that there was no
I think different strokes. Different strokes for different folks, right? Because I can tell you,
sure,
you know, my parents let Santa Claus live in my life until he just couldn't live there anymore. I think until I woke up to the realities, they let Santa live. But, you know, my cousin told me, you know, she told her kids when they were small, listen, mama worked two jobs to make this happen for y'all.
Right.
The white man is not getting credit for the work that I put in. So she told her kids early on, ain't no damn Santa. Mama is Santa. Now, I don't know if I agree with that or not, but different folks, different strokes for different folks, to your point, James. You know, this thing has been blown out of the water. And, you know, some people like, listen, the damn fat white man not getting credit for stuff. You know, I do. I work hard.
Right.
And I ain't giving
for
nobody credit.
For them 80 hours I work in a week.
there's nothing wrong with the truth at the same time. I chose the route of what I considered to be a more honest route with my children because I felt like I was lied to for no reason about these imaginary characters.
Right.
But that was
right.
That's why my feelings were crushed and why I was so upset is because I was lied to by my parents. I trusted them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And I respected them. You know what I mean? And this is what you bring me?
Yeah.
Like nothing?
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You didn't even have to do that.
Yeah, but you know what? Our parents lied to us for our own benefit in many, 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 many instances as a child until we got it together. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about alternative holiday gifts for kids, teens, and adults. We'll keep the ideas coming when we come back. Here's Mac Wild. See you on Radio.
I was your first friend back in the summer day. How long did it be? A long time, yeah. You had them daisy dukes that start below the waist, showing off your bikini line. And I know, that you got a thing for the young boy. And I know.
Monday. it still falls, you know, in that category, because we're talking about alternative gifts, you know, for friends, family members, kids, and so forth. Before we went to break, we had Militant James out of VA. you know, sharing his view. We did it again, and we appreciate it. I was just telling him on the backside that just to kind of piggyback off James, you know, I learned early on just looking around that Santa Claus wasn't real because we lived in the projects. There was no chimney, no fireplace, no keyhole big enough for Santa to fit through. How he gonna get in? Y'all been lying? So I just, you know, had to start peeking out the door of my room to watch what happens. Making me go to bed early when I want to watch TV. You know what I mean? So that being said,
you thought it was alternative, a possibility he exists, though. You thought it could be possible he exists.
Hey, listen. But what's crazy is because you go with what your friends say, right? Your friends in school, you're in elementary school, and everybody's preparing for, you know, Fat Santa. But then when you get home, your German mother tells you about the drunken man that the Santa Claus was fashioned after. That kind of ruins the story. You don't want to
Cleveland block a bit
until you, what? Okay. And then you start looking around like, well, he can't get in here, though. So she might be right. And they ain't going to let nobody drunk. I'm a little drunk white man. You know, look, okay, so look, I'm gonna give you guys like a couple of great ideas for like alternative ideas, and some of these I've done myself. One is like a fruit tree or a tree for them to either grow or nurture. Like I've given a bonsai tree. Now, I mean, you can't kill them, but you can, you know. But it gives them something to take care of and, you know, gives them a sense of responsibility. So that's what makes it good for them. And they learn how to nurture and take care of versus breaking something an hour after they got it. You really break a tree. also, like, base it off of what the kids around you like. Like, you may have some kids that like, you know, drawing, you know, buy them art sets or, like one thing I used to buy my daughter was this, it's like this fashion set where she could make her own clothes and apply her own stuff and make their own purses. And so I would do stuff like that because it, you know, you want their imagination to grow. And a lot of times toys and stuff like that, or getting people stuff that they aren't going to use, you know what I mean, where your stuff ends up being regifted. Do you really want that to happen? I think that's kind of, you don't want to be insulted and get the gift back.
Regifted or kicked to the side, right? They really didn't appreciate it, really didn't want it.
End up in the bottom of the closet, still wrapped up, you know.
Under the bed.
Right, you know what I mean? So, like, you don't buy somebody, like, say Regina, if I know Regina likes to sew, I'm not going to buy Regina a tool set. Wow. You know what I mean? So if you notice somebody likes to build things, well, you buy them the tool set. You buy them the finishing, you know, kit or whatever. And you buy her, you know, sewing things. It's like, be practical about it, honestly. Mm-hmm. When you get your kids or the people around you to gain. You know what I mean? Do you want to inspire them or do you want to bore the hell out of them? It's one of the two.
Yeah. And when you talk about inspiring, right, I mean, even for those who really don't want to buy gifts at all, I mean, another avenue is that giving like a charitable endeavor, you know, giving some kind of, wow. I mean, adopt another family for the holidays. Instead of buying gifts to one another, sponsor a needy family. You know, talk to your kids about why this is even though they might cry their eyes out, like mommy don't love us, right? I mean, kids don't always get it. But I think if you start early, help kids to understand, listen, we need to find a needy family locally, possibly go to the Salvation Army, right, the Goodwill. They always have people. You know, get a wish list, and you all shop together for a family. We're talking about an alternative to holiday gifts. I mean, you know, put a charitable spin on a secret Santa. Yeah, or the angel tree. Put a charitable
spin. The angel tree.
On the secret Santa. You know, listen, donate to the SPCA. You know, make it more meaningful this year, folks. I mean, we are so materialistic as a country, as a society. I mean, you know, it is not our birthday. And I think our children think that it's either their first or second birthday of the year. We're killing ourselves and we're killing our pocketbooks unnecessarily. Listen, your money matters. And giving it to department stores and people who could care less about you and your community is not the move. We're talking about alternatives to holiday gifts this year. You know, CeeLo mentioned a tree. But how about, you know, identifying a gift that people can expect every year, like a crate of Florida oranges that come directly to their house from you, right? I mean, come on, folks. Let's think out of the box. The one thing that I really I think is funny, you know, there are people that expect all kind of nice gifts, but they don't have a damn dime to buy you a nice gift. You know, listen, those days should be way over, way over. You know, it's not about you. It's about the reason for the season.
For the season, absolutely.
You know, hey, let's go back to Scrooge real quick. I got a question. Hey, James. James, you sound a little, you know, you sound a little on edge about this holiday season. Did you always wish for that Atari that did not show up at Christmas?
You know, I was considering, you know, the descriptions that you were giving. I probably had mixed experiences with Christmas and birthdays overall. I had ones where I didn't experience a party or many gifts, maybe just a card and a happy birthday and was satisfied with that. Or I might have had a party, you know, that was nice and big, wonderful. I had, you know, the Christmas where I thought Santa Claus had put all these wonderful toys and different things, basketball and football and different types of stuff. I remember that Christmas, but I remember Christmas where there was no tree at all, you know, and the Christmas where there might have been two trees at the last minute, you know.
Right.
But the thing that I realized through the whole experience is it's not necessary if you don't go through any hoops at all for Christmas. You know, you don't have to participate, you know. You might feel some type of way about the other people around you receiving gifts, but like we know, that happens anyway. It's not totally in everyone's control if they're going to receive gifts. Like you say, some people are going to receive a brand new Mercedes. You know what I mean? And some people are going to get, you know.
That's always been my day.
Subway.
It's different levels that this thing is happening on, and there's no way for you to realistically compete with everybody on Christmas Day as far as the level that they're able to give gifts on, you know. So that like you said, that's not even supposed to be a part of your overall focus is actually giving gifts. But it had become such a major focus at this time that H&R Block was giving people early tax refund loan anticipation loans against their tax refund, so they could blow that on Christmas.
Right.
I found that amazing.
Ridiculous.
I think that's the reason why that stopped, is because that's a bad practice when you look at the moral aspect of what they're doing. You know, you shouldn't be waging profit, which we know this whole event is actually based upon waging profit on this holiday. You know, but
the
refund and anticipation loan so that you can blow that on the holiday. That's
right.
Extra. You know what I mean?
Lose your car in February.
If you got it, you're supposed to go ahead and spend it. That's the overall look. It's supposed to bring those who have that extra money, those rich people, the wealthy people. It's supposed to bring them to generate that money into the economy. The rest of us, like what you're suggesting, are supposed to come up with creative ways to participate and celebrate this holiday, but definitely not by blowing money that could be put towards better use, such as if we are going to spend money in our community, I mean, amongst black people in America, we should find a black-owned business to spend that money with in order to refund those dollars that will go out here, you know what I mean, during season.
That goes
you know,
with my show at one time. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. You know what?
If there's
going to
be any extra spending, it shouldn't be with an Xbox and, you know what I mean, all of that craziness. You should actually find someone local in your community that you know is a black-owned business and support them. Recycle those dollars right there in your local community. You know what I mean? That's
yeah.
the thing to
hey,
do
hey,
right
hey.
Now.
Hey,
I have an example.
This is what James, hold on. James just said something that sparked another idea, and I think, CeeLo, I heard you say something financial. I think I heard you say something about finances. But, folks, guess what the perfect Christmas gift would be for a child or a teenager along the lines that James is talking about? Wouldn't it be dope for you to open up a bank account at a black bank for your child, for your
that
kid,
awesome.
Or your teenager this holiday season? I encourage, I admonish you, like we in church, I admonish you to go open up a bank account for your child or teenager at a black bank in your community. That would be awesome. That would be an awesome gift.
Absolutely.
And what I said, I had an idea. Well, and what I said, and it was about financial. It was, I said that was along the lines of the not one dime, you know, not spending one dime in December outside of, you know, maybe essentials or whatever. But other than that, you know, spending your money in our community, in the black-owned businesses, if at all possible.
Yeah.
And that's what not one dime
what I realized.
Is about. It's not about not any money, but, you know, keeping it in our community.
What I realized is we have a hard time not spending money. You know, the bottom line is, you know, we have almost $1 trillion in buying power as black people, and we are spenders. Listen, if we got it, baby, we going to spend it. Why? Because we got another check coming. And so we have a hard time holding on to our money, but and it's okay because we like to floss. We got to save more, but it's okay. You know, if you got it, spend it. But I encourage you to spend it with where it matters. Spend it in communities and with people who are going to reciprocate and help you out. That's all I'm saying. Stop focusing on big box stores, trying to keep up with the Joneses or the Williamses with all these name brands, and at the end of the day, you struggling to keep your bills paid. Listen, 2017 needs to be a shift financially. I didn't say shit. I said shift financially. You got to shift at the end of the day. Financially, so that we can start taking care of our communities more, but better than yet, so we can start taking care of ourselves more. We're talking about alternative holiday gifts for kids, teens, and adults. This is Miguel featuring Pusha T.
Love me like a brother, treat you like a friend. Love me like a brother, respect you like a lover, but we are
good music, we got that sure thing. And when I say sure thing, I mean the best of everything. So you could either walk with them or fly with us.
You could bet that never got a sweat.
If you bet cash, I'll be the rubber band. You'll be the match, I will be a fuse. Boom, painter, baby, you could be the muse. I'm the reporter, baby, you could be the news. Cause you're the cigarette, and I'm the smoker. We raise the bet, cause you're the joker. Check it out. Be the blackboard, you can be the top. If I can be the one, yeah. When the sky comes falling, even when the sun don't shine, I got faith in you and I. Put your pretty little hands in, even when.
that never gotta sweat that. You could bet that never gotta sweat that. You could bet that never gotta sweat that.
Marriage like, she like Terrence Wright, I'm booking Paris flights, the Hermes H bangles that I heard you like, say the words and it's there, you put up with the rumors and they blog what you wear, his and her everything, charge for the pair, couldn't let you cluster when I'm all solitaires, share and share alike, I never fear the price, top of my game hoping you ain't scared of heights, roll a dice, you can bet that, never gotta sweat that. Pony hair, Louboutins, let you pet that. Ferrari engine like the trunk, got a jetpack. Looking pretty on my arms, what you bet that?
Huntington, West Virginia, where it's cold, folks. We're talking about an alternative holiday gift for kids, teens, and adults. Listen, I don't know if you bake or not, but you don't always have to put a whole lot of money out there. Switch it up this year. Shock some folks. Listen, a cookie swap, you know, bake up some cookies and, you know, send them on over to the guests that you would normally give gifts to, you know, along with the metal tin cans or containers or plastic boxes, whatever you do, mix it up, pack it up, and deliver. Hey, but I'm telling you, if you want to really take it to the next level and educate your kids, like help them to really understand that, to James's point and to CeeLo's point, America is out of control with the commercialism of it all. Listen, make it a foreign affair this Christmas. Share with your family how they get down in Germany or the Czech Republic, you know, the Netherlands or Sweden or out in Nova Scotia, Canada or Spain or Italy. Because, listen, they do it completely different than how we do it here in the States. Like out in Nova Scotia for like 12 days, you know, from the 25th up until January 6th, guess what? You know, you, some of us would be scared probably based on how we were raised, because mask jokesters, you know, they run around neighborhoods in Nova Scotia ringing doorbells and making loud noises, demanding treats. You know, they're not looking for gifts under a tree at home. You know, it's a fun time. They're out in the street having fun, almost like trick or treat, but for Christmas. And we're like, right. Huh? That's what? Different strokes for different folks. I mean, you know, I mean, share how they do it in other countries. Educate, you know, your kids. Because for me, I think as adults, as we get older, we really care less and less about Christmas. We want to be in church giving praise to God, or, you know, we want to say thank you, Jesus, for another day, and we good. As long as we got some collards and some good chicken, you know, or some good food, you know, in the evening, we're good. Got to have yams. But I'm more concerned about kids, you know, kids who grow up feeling like, you know, they're not loved because they didn't get the gift that they wanted. You know, I can relate to that. You know, even I can relate from a selfish side. I'm like James, you know, I had, you know, Christmases that was up and down, but for the most part, all of my Christmases was love. And I think I always felt love, but the reality is families flat out, to James's point earlier, people are busted. People are busted. Yeah. They can't afford it. And they shouldn't feel bad for trying to make their ends meet. You know, this holiday season, you know, for a lot of people, where we're talking about gifts and gift giving, people are trying to make it through because they don't have their loved ones anymore. You know, I had a friend whose father died this week. You know, Christmas will never be the same for her, knowing that her father died. And so we take this holiday season for granted in such a major way. And folks, the reason for the season is love, peace, and prosperity. It is not about the prosperity of your pocketbook and how far you can extend it. Let's bring it back. Bring it back.
But you know what?
Help people understand, specifically kids. Help kids understand. It's not about them, and it's not about how many gifts they get. Go ahead.
Right. I mean, well, I was going to say, to add in what we were talking about, you know, spending money within our own communities, but like, even trying to do something like invite your family over and either everybody bring something, you know, like a potluck or whatever, or order from catering from, you know, a Black-owned business, and then including the kids, of course, you know, everybody's eating, but then after eating, you know, do something with the kids, like doing story time around the tree if you have a tree, or playing games with the kids. Just everybody engaging, you know, everybody put their phones up when they come in the door, you know, but just an engaging time, because that's what really matters to kids, is that connection that makes them feel home, you know, versus getting toys that lose the feeling after a day or two. So, excuse me. You know, just like even if you live in an apartment complex, if you know other families that may not have the money to, you know, buy toys or whatever, but you all can have dinner together. Or, you know, again, everybody brings something. And it's the time you spend with people that matter in the holidays. And I mean, that's why I honestly hold on to holiday time. I don't celebrate Christmas, but I love the holidays. I love the family. You know, so it isn't about the finances. Excuse me. Yeah, that's all I had to say about that.
I think you made a good point. And, you know, I mean, the bottom line is we just want to share its perspective. And folks, don't feel the pressure. Don't feel the pressure of the holidays. And I know that's easier said than done, you know, but nothing for Christmas.com is real. And I don't think, you know, it has to be a negative thing. You know, the bottom line is sometimes, you know, we need to disconnect. And I think the holidays is a time for us to disconnect, to really enjoy one another in the spirit of the season. I can remember, you know, the highlight of Christmas for me as a child was, you know, the oranges, the apples, and all of the damn nuts at every house we went to. Here, take one. Merry Christmas.
Okay.
You know, I mean, hey.
Yes, the walnuts. Ain't nobody never had a cracker too.
Right. And cracking nuts with nuts. Right.
Okay, exactly. Or on the table.
Like,
putting them on the table
lid.
Oh my God. I used to put them on the table lid.
Just being a family. This family that you hadn't seen in a long time from across the United States.
Did she just say you crack a nut under the table leg of a table?
She did.
Yes, she did.
That's about as hood as you get.
Hey, man. Liberty Park, baby. Bowling Green. What you want to call it?
Absolutely.
Your uncle and your cousins coming back for the holidays from the service that you ain't seen in eons.
Yeah. I used to be that person. Yeah. Well, you know, it's time for family.
You touched on something that you said earlier. Hello?
Go ahead.
Go ahead, James. To touch on something you said earlier, Terrence, as far as our parents lied to us for many reasons. And I was thinking about that, how, yeah, many ways to protect us. And then, you know, in order to try to give us a sense of creativity, imagination, and, you know, maybe to participate in what everybody else was able to, the fantasy of Christmas, you know, wonderful time of the year. But, you know, I also think times that my parents had lied to me in a situation like this. Has anyone ever been told the one where your parents tell you, as long as you tell me the truth, you won't get in trouble?
Oh, yep. Yeah.
That sound familiar?
I was a victim.
Yes,
now,
I said it myself.
To me, as an adult, I recognize that clearly as a lie.
Right. Okay.
And I can think back to how it turned out to be a lie.
Okay.
And there's a different perspective that we can take for the ultimate thing that our parents were trying to get from us was for us to understand that we need to have respect for the truth. And in order to maintain our respect so they won't lose respect for us, we need to be honest with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what's more important to put emphasis on, is that a child needs to have respect for the truth. You know what I mean? Needs to have respect for authority. Respect is something that really needs to be presented and maintained amongst us and upheld. But I understand that some people put trust before respect and different things like that, which I suggest they're all attributes of one another, and they come together. If you're a respectful individual, most likely you're a trustworthy individual, an honest individual. I can't see respect in a dishonest, untrustworthy individual.
Right.
You see? Yeah, I can't have a high aspiration for a life. You see what I'm saying? So when we encourage the process of respect in our community and respect amongst each other and respect for different things to our children, you know, and then they begin to have an appreciation for, you know, things besides gifts and money. You know what I mean? Because they have a respect overall. They have more a higher level of respect and appreciation for life in general. You know what I mean? When you show them what respect is. Respect is that consideration that makes us go ahead and self-sacrifice for the greater good of the community as a whole.
Absolutely.
I think that was well said, bro, and spot on. I mean, really. I mean, that should be the number one takeaway tonight, because, you know, we lack so much respect in America today, specifically amongst young people, that's where we need to just park and spend a lot of time.
You for sure.
No. Yeah, no, definitely. This holiday break is an opportunity for that, for everybody. When you're spending time with your family to build that relationship and show respect by being a respectful person, that example, you know what I mean? You can spread that, you know?
Yes, and we're back on Wednesday.
Hey, we're back on Wednesday, everybody, 9 p.m. Hump Day Wednesday is what we call it. Take us out of here, folks.
Whatever you do, do it well.
We're well into the holiday season. Remember, whatever you do, do it responsibly.
We are TM Hyman Radio.
Don't drink and drive.
Okay.
Yeah. 22 World. Trez, Rubber Song. Yeah. DS Brothers. Miss Coco Jones. Yeah. Just live your life, man. Let's go. Come on.
It's your life. Gonna let you know there's so much out before you. Live your life. Don't ever give up. Explore what's out before you. Heart of a champion.
Move on, say. I hear what your friends say. You a boss.
lost of your destiny. Play to win, beat the enemy that way. When in need, in fact, pray about it. Stay positive, be at ease, relax. Hey, there's a lot to live for. Just to be breathing, that's enough motivation for you to get more. Explore all possibilities, get inside your mind. Look and see what all you can really be. We at the end of the road. Just cause you down don't mean you out. Never giving, I was told. Seeking, you should find out how to reach for the sky. To each his own, we all want a piece.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live.